Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. My blog is there, the articles, the archives, the AskJim.biz is there, Small Business Minute, Motivational Minute. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes. We got something anywhere in between on any topic under the sun. Check it out there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I'm on Twitter at Jim Blasingame if you want to follow me there. Tom Asacker is our guest. He's our good friend, the author of one book that I have in front of me. It's called A Little Less Conversation. A Little Less Conversation. He's written a number of books, Tom has, and another one coming out soon, Tom. We expect to launch it on the show.
Oh, I'm sending you one hot off the presses in about 4 weeks.
I need an inscribed copy.
You'll get one.
And tell us how we can find you online.
Well, the best place to go right now is to Opportunity Screams. .com. That's the title of the new book.
Oh, all right.
So, yeah, it's going to, you're going to like this one. I think everyone will.
You know, Tom, we were talking earlier about why should you go in business? What should be your motivations? I love what you said about the fact that you, folks, I'm quoting Tom here. He says, we're not thinking beings that feel, we're feeling beings that have learned how to think. And we have to get out of our own way, don't we? That's one of the issues we have. And one of the things we were saying at the end there of the last segment, Tom, we were talking about customers, and you know I talked to a group of college seniors the other day, entrepreneurship majors, and we were talking about business planning, and their eyes got real big when I said, why don't you just ask the customer? And I could tell that they never thought of that. And one of the things I found is that in my life, my career, is that I get a lot smarter and things get a lot simpler if I just ask customers what they want. And all the work, all the skullduggery, all the brain, you know, things that I do, all the research, et cetera, all that could be just kind of, you know, avoided if I just ask the customer. What do you think?
If you think about it, Jim, all of the great businesses, every business starts as a small business, right?
That's right.
And every small business that has become successful has become that way because whoever that person was that started it was so involved day to day in the operation and the experience with the customer. And then over time, as they grew, they lost that connection to the customer.
Right.
And that is what connected them. Mm-hmm. From what needs to be done.
We have seen, you and I have seen company after company fail because, as you say, they grew to a point where they couldn't sustain the relationship that the customers wanted. Had become
when they started trying to manage the business, like you said, arms looking at, mm-hmm. looking at numbers and charts and graphs and all of that, and those aren't customers. Those are the results of how well you do.
Tom, that's what human beings are wanting more of now. You know, Nesbitt. I've had the fortune of interviewing Nesbitt a handful of times on the show over the last few years. John Nesbitt wrote Megatrends, and his high tech, high touch prophecy is coming true every day. Is the more high tech we have, the more high touch we want, and isn't that making the market, the 21st century marketplace? Aren't we reverting back to the small business owners do better than anything, and that's high touch.
Yeah, I mean, Jim, if you think about it, right, every success in the marketplace is driven by scarcity. Right? Something that's unique, something that someone else doesn't have. And what happened was back in the heyday of, you know, during the Industrial Revolution and during the 40s, 50s, and 60s, people developed scarcity in the marketplace by controlling something. Mm-hmm. Right? They or they control the airwaves or distribution
right.
or real estate or something, right? Even interactions with people. Mm-hmm. It was like, I'm the sales guy. I'm going to control this interaction. Well, that doesn't work any longer, so you've got to give up control. And what's scarce today are people that will actually give up the need to control the market and get into the feelings of the other person and give that person what they're looking for. Really slow down and empathize and have them feel informed and cared for and respect and understanding.
Well, see, that's not going to be an option today, and it's going to be less of an option tomorrow for businesses, what you just said, Tom, because, and this is what I'm working on in my third book, and that is that the customer's control. And if you aren't willing to accept that as a small or a large business, then you're going to become irrelevant.
Scarce. The ability to let the customer have control, that's a difficult thing for businesses to do that have always been in control, and that creates scarcity. So when we find someone in the marketplace that allows us to feel that, scarce.
How big a deal is price going to be when they make us feel that way?
Oh, it's not.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we understand the game about
that's
price.
Small businesses right there.
Right. I mean, you know, there used to be control of information.
Mm-hmm.
You had the prices. You knew the prices. We didn't.
Right.
Now we know the prices.
That's right. So, and all the other stuff. Exactly. Hey, Tom, give us a website, please.
It's acleareye.com.
And the book, A Little Less Conversation, that's the new one. The new book is going to be titled what? What's the title again, Tom?
It's Opportunity Screams.
Screams.
You know how Bob Dylan said that money doesn't.
Right.
Well, I say opportunity doesn't knock anymore, it screams.
We're going to talk about that when he comes back. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.